Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church, and I will be teaching while my husband, Pastor McIntosh, is on sabbatical. He is scheduled to return June 2019. We thank you for joining us and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. If you live in the Kansas City area, please join us in a live Sunday service from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Our services are currently being held at 1721 North 9th Street in Kansas City, Kansas, 66101. It is our sincere desire that you live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. Amen.
Attention! Here is a special invitation to all our radio listeners, especially those who do not already have a church home. The congregation of Kansas City Christian Faith Center invite you to come to our Sunday, December 30th, special church service at 2 p.m. We are located at 1721 North 9th Street on the corner of 9th and Walker Avenue. Come and be blessed with the Word of God by Pastor John McIntosh. And if you have need of a winter coat, to receive a new coat from us with much love. The first 20 first-time visitors present, which includes 5 men, 5 women, 5 boys, and 5 girls, will be given a coupon to receive their coat at the end of our service. We trust you will be blessed spiritually, materially, and consider becoming a new member of our growing church. If you have any questions regarding this winter coat giveaway, please call us at 816-446-7615 or contact us by way of our website at kccfc.net. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year! Now, 2 weeks ago, we started a new teaching entitled, The Holy Spirit, the Third Person of the Godhead. I believe that the Holy Spirit has led me to teach on this topic because there is much confusion and misinformation about the Holy Spirit in the body of Christ. God wants you to know that this discord was intentionally devised by Satan to keep God's children powerless and ineffective against the schemes of the devil. This teaching consists of 5 parts. An introduction. Part 1, who is the Holy Spirit? Both of which we have completed thus far. Part 2, what is the Holy Spirit like? Part 3, the Holy Spirit's godly attributes. And part 4, why should I be filled with the Holy Spirit? I trust this teaching based on God's word, not religious traditions, will be a blessing for all our listeners. For those who have not yet received this gift, I pray that they will be encouraged to do so. And for those who are already filled, I pray that they will have greater understanding on how to allow the Holy Spirit to lead them to a more excellent way in Jesus. Listener, if this is your first time with us, please go to our website at kccfc.net to hear the first episodes of this teaching now archived under our radio broadcast page. You may also give us your comments and or questions by way of our website at any time. We welcome them all. Now let's continue with part 2 of this teaching, which is, what is the Holy Spirit like? Last time we were together, we found out that the Holy Spirit is our helper and intercedes for us when we do not know what to pray for. Today, we will pick up with the second point under this part, and that is that the Holy Spirit has a will, and he manifests himself according to the 9 gifts of the Spirit. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. Verse 11 says, but one and the same Holy Spirit works all these things, distributing to or through each one individually as he wills. In this chapter 12, the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit are identified so that we would not be ignorant of how he operates. These 9 gifts that the Holy Spirit wills to do are grouped into three sets as follows. First set, three are gifts of utterance. They say something. Again, these are the nine gifts that the Holy Spirit operates in as He wills. The first gift of utterance is different kinds of tongues. This is a supernatural utterance in languages never learned by the speaker, not understood by the mind of the speaker, nor necessarily always understood by all the hearers. But as you can see, the Holy Spirit is ministering either to all the people in the congregation or in the group, or maybe even just one individual. This is different kinds of tongues. The second gift of utterance is interpretation of tongues. This is the supernatural showing by the Holy Spirit the meaning of an utterance in other tongues. So whenever the Holy Spirit speaks in a supernatural utterance, they will have an interpretation, or He will give the interpretation through either the same speaker or someone else. The third gift of utterance is prophecy. This is the supernatural utterance in a known tongue. Prophecy under the New Testament is to exhort, edify, and comfort the hearer. In church settings, not more than 2 to 3 people should prophesy. This prophecy was also under the Old Testament. However, under the Old Testament, prophecy was for foretelling. In other words, future events to come. All right, the second set of the nine gifts is gifts of power. They do something. First one is special faith. And this is a supernatural utterance or desire by man or spoken by God that eventually comes to pass. In this manifestation, the individual receives a miracle. The second gift of power is gifts of healings. This is the supernatural healing of disease without natural means from any source. The third gift is working of miracles. This is a supernatural intervention in the ordinary course of nature, a temporary suspension of the accustomed order. In this manifestation, the individual works a miracle. So these three gifts are gifts of power. All right, the last set is gifts of revelation. They reveal something. The first one is discerning of spirits, supernatural insight into the spirit world. The second gift of revelation is word of wisdom. That is supernatural revelation by the Holy Spirit of future facts in the mind and will of God. And then the last gift of revelation is word of knowledge. This is a supernatural revelation by the Holy Spirit of certain facts, past or present, in the mind of God. Those are the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. Again, these nine gifts of the Holy Spirit manifest as the Holy Spirit wills, not as man purposes. In most cases, these supernatural manifestations occur in a worship setting to draw non-believers to Christ. In natural terms, the Holy Spirit uses these gifts to advertise the power and truthfulness of our living God. Now, I do want to say this because as Christians, we should pray and desire that these gifts be in operation whenever we come together to worship our Heavenly Father or to draw people to Christ, maybe out in highways and byways. But in whatever situation we are in, when we come to hear the Word of God, we should pray that the best gifts be in operation so that we can receive from the Holy Spirit. We either a word of wisdom, prophecy, gifts of healings, a working of miracles, whatever. But that the Holy Spirit be invited and given free rein as we come together to worship our Heavenly Father. And this also will assist the non-believer to see how real God is and to be inspired and encouraged to come to Christ. All right, let's continue with the third characteristic of what the Holy Spirit is like. He has emotions and can be grieved. Remember, the Holy Spirit is a divine person and he operates with the characteristics that we have here in, as people here on earth realm. So emotions, he has emotions and he can be grieved. Let's turn to Isaiah 63:10. Isaiah chapter 63 verse 10. It says, "But they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit. So he turned himself against them as an enemy, and he fought against them." Remember, I stated on previous lessons that although we may be filled with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking with other tongues, we still have free wills, and we can ignore or come against the guidance of the Holy Spirit. In fact, under the introduction of this teaching, I read from Acts chapter 21, where Apostle Paul was warned by the Holy Spirit several times not to go to Jerusalem to minister. But Paul said he was going to go anyway because he was ready to die for Christ. Listener, please note, this was Paul's decision, not God's. And as we read, Paul was in prison in Jerusalem, just as the Holy Spirit warned Paul by the prophet Agabus. The good news is that God, our Heavenly Father, does not want us to die for him. He wants us to live and to live in abundance so that others may see our light and be drawn to Christ. Further, when we disobey the Holy Spirit, we give Satan permission to come into our lives to steal, kill, and destroy. This is the very reason Satan fights against us learning about the Holy Spirit and receiving this holy gift. So, family, pay close attention. This lesson is for you. This lesson will give you the authority, power, and dominion to speak in boldness of the things of God, and will give your life direction in what we should do, how to do it, and when to do it. That's what we want. We want to be led by the Holy Spirit, who knows the end at the beginning, and it is through his leading that we can complete the assignments that God has given us. All right, my fourth point is that the Holy Spirit has assignments on this earth realm, and one of his assignments is to convict the hearts of men to draw them to Jesus' gift of salvation. So let's go to John chapter 16, verse 8. John 16, 8. It says, "And when the Holy Spirit has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment." It was the Holy Spirit that convicted each and every one of us of our need for reconciliation through Jesus Christ. It was he, through love and patience, that drew us to Christ by making sure we would hear the word of salvation until we made our final decision to receive the gift of grace. And this assignment has never changed. The Holy Spirit continues to draw people to Christ forevermore. Evangelists and other ministers all over the world are being led by the Holy Spirit to speak of the good news of salvation so that everyone will have an opportunity to come to Christ before his second coming. It is not by accident that in this country the Word of God is spoken and declared openly, that we have access to God's word in written and spoken form. We should never take this wonderful communication of God's word for granted. We should defend the right to speak and right of our Lord and Savior Jesus. There are still many who have not heard the truth. So as long as I have breath in my body, family, I will sing the praises of Him who is and was and soon to come again, Jesus the Christ, our Messiah. Amen. All right, another one of the Holy Spirit's assignment is dealing with us concerning our relationship with God. Our relationship with God. Let's go to Genesis chapter 6, verse 3. Genesis 6, 3. It says, "And the Lord said, My spirit shall not abide with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Let's go to one more verse regarding this topic. Please turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7 says, "For the mystery of lawlessness," referring to Satan, "is already at work. Only the Holy Spirit who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. Today, and for however long it takes for the word of God to be fulfilled, the Holy Spirit will be with us to help, instruct, and lead, so that we can enjoy the blessed life our God intends for all mankind. But there will be a time when the Holy Spirit will be removed from this earth realm, and the end times that are prophesied in the book of Revelation will come to pass. Until then, let us rejoice and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit so that we can be those effective witnesses for Jesus." There are more characteristics of what the Holy Spirit is like, and I want to share the additional characteristics. These characteristics that I'm going to be sharing with you were revealed and spoken directly by Jesus. So if anyone should know about who the Holy Spirit is and what he does, it should be Jesus the Christ, our Savior and our Lord. So let's start with the first one. The Holy Spirit teaches us and testifies to us about the things of God. Let's go to John chapter 14, verse 26. John 14, 26. Again, Jesus is speaking. "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, the Holy Spirit will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." Again, the Holy Spirit will teach us all things. All right. The second item or point that Jesus is speaking on is that the Holy Spirit is our helper and comforter. Let's stay there in John. Let's go to chapter 15, verse 26. John 15, 26. Jesus says, "But when the helper or comforter comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, the Holy Spirit will testify of me." The Holy Spirit is in this earth realm to draw people to Christ. He will testify of Jesus the Christ so that we can come to know him as Savior and Lord. Next point. The Holy Spirit is here to assist and comfort the body of Christ, and he tells us the truth. So let's go to John chapter 16, verse 13. John 16, 13 says, "However, when he, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all the truth," referring to the word of God. "For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears from God, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come." What a wonderful, blessed promise this is, that the Holy Spirit will not just tell us the truth, but he will assist us so that we will get things right in this earth realm. He will tell us of things to come. All right, next point. The Holy Spirit is our guide. He leads us if we allow him. Again, all of these blessings, all of these benefits that the Holy Spirit provides the body of Christ, yes, he gives us the warnings. Yes, he encourages us to do certain assignments, to do them with excellence. But until we actually allow him and follow his lead, it will just be him speaking and us not doing. So that is not what we want. We want to make sure that when he does tell us to do thus and so, that we follow his lead in the order that he tells us so that we will be successful. All right. Again, the Holy Spirit is our guide. He leads us if we allow him. Let's go to Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Romans 8, 14 says, "For as many as are led by the Holy Spirit of God, these are the sons of God." Amen. Notice that it says those that allow themselves to be led, we are the sons of God. Very important, because there's still too many Christians who have received salvation, but they do not want to be led by the Holy Spirit. They choose to do it their way. And as a result, they are ineffective in the body of Christ. Let us read one more verse on this topic. So let's drop down to verse 27 of this chapter. We're still in Romans chapter 8. We're going to read verse 27. "Now he," referring to the Holy Spirit, "who searches the hearts, knows that the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God." What a blessing this is, that the Holy Spirit will give you insight, wisdom, knowledge, according to the will of God. My goodness, can you just see how, what a blessing this would be to the body of Christ in general, and then you as an individual, that you would know the will of God and be able to fulfill it in your life? What an awesome, awesome benefit. So please, family, pay close attention. Allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you. And then once you hear his still small voice, follow through. All right, let's continue. The Holy Spirit reveals to us the deep things of God. He reveals to us the deep things of God. Last week we read 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 through 14. Today I would like to reread verses 12 and 13. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. They say, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." My goodness. What a blessing. You know, there is a lot of confusion in the body of Christ regarding the Word of God. As I said last week, it's a result of too many people trying to minister without the Holy Spirit. And when we try to do it from our own power, our own might, we are going to fall short. Satan's going to make sure of that. So we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that we can understand the deep things of God. Amen. All right. Let's continue. The Holy Spirit sanctifies us, or in other words, sets us apart for God's service. Please turn to Romans chapter 15, verse 16. Paul is speaking to the Christians in Rome. Romans 15:16 says, "That I might be a minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, not the offering of the Gentiles might be acceptable, sanctified, by the Holy Spirit. Again, that the offering of the Gentiles might be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit as ministers of the gospel so that we can be effective and share the good news of Jesus Christ, not just with boldness, but with accuracy, that we would never speak out of turn, but that the truth would be spoken uncompromised. That's why we need the Holy Spirit in our lives, so that we can get the wisdom and revelation and knowledge from the Holy Spirit, God Himself. Well, family, my time is up, but we do want you to come back next week as we continue in our study, the third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit. As a reminder, family, please remember that this Sunday, December 30th, is our special winter coat giveaway. Please join us at 2 p.m. at 1721 North 9th Street on the corner of 9th and Walker Avenue. We look forward to seeing you there and blessing the first 20 first-time visitors with a brand new coat. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.